Your words affect every area of your life. They can lift you up or they can destroy you.
Pastor Joanne Ramsey of Speak the Word Ministry.
So how can you be victorious in all your circumstances? By speaking blessings over yourself and blessings over others instead of cursing those around you.
Pastor Joe is a servant of the Lord and commissioned to train soldiers of Jesus Christ on how to wield the sword of the Spirit, the Word of God.
Saints, when you believe His strength is made perfect in your weakness, suddenly the things that used to hold you back will lose their power over you.
Friend, would you like to have Pastor Joe speak in person at your church, Bible study, or conference? If so, simply contact us. Our phone number is 855-505-2297. Our email address is pastorjoe@speaktheWordMinistry.net.
The following program is brought to you by Speak the Word Ministries.
The enemy wants us to focus on all the chaos and the disorder that's going on in the world today, then we can't truly put our focus where it's really needed, on Jesus.
Speak the Word.
Welcome to Speak the Word with author, Bible teacher, and evangelist, Pastor Joanne Ramsey. Speak the Word Ministries is called to train up God's children to be soldiers of Jesus Christ.
Speak the Word.
Speak the Word. God's Word.
We invite you to visit us online at speakthewordministry.net. That's speakthewordministry.net. And now, here's Pastor Joe, continuing her message titled, Sending You Out Like Sheep Among Wolves.
Speak the Word.
I believe more and more, as the Lord Jesus delays, as He tarries, that we're going to face more challenges in walking with our Lord. We have already faced many challenges in our lives, and some, depending on your age, probably more than others. But we have so many more challenges ahead of us that we're going to be faced with. I don't know exactly what those challenges are, but I do know that they are coming. That I know. I believe that's why He's given me this message. The title to the message is Sending You Out Like Sheep Among Wolves. But I also pray for a spirit of boldness, that the Lord would always give me a spirit of boldness to speak His word and to speak it with truth to everyone that I'm ministering to. You know, when I said you're sending them out like sheep among wolves, because that's what it feels like. It feels like danger is lurking everywhere around every corner. Matthew 10:16 says, I am sending you out like sheep among wolves. So be as cunning as snakes, but as innocent, he said, as doves. In the Message translation, it says, stay alert. This is hazardous work I'm assigning you to. You're going to be like sheep running through a wolf pack, he said. So don't call attention to yourselves. Be as cunning as a snake and inoffensive as a dove. I'm telling you, brothers and sisters, that the things that are coming toward us, it doesn't take a scientist to look around and see that we are living in the end times. It lines up with the book of Revelations and the whole Bible, but it also, when you see all this stuff going around, and this is what Jesus told us in His Word, that when we see all these things taking place, is to look up. But I really think that with all the things that are taking place, that is not too far in the future. How far, I do not know, because the Lord says only the Father knows. Even Jesus doesn't know when He's going to be coming back. But I do believe that it's going to be soon. And I believe that some of the things that we're going to be faced with is going to be hazardous, in hazardous situations, in hazardous work assigned to us. And we might be actually feeling like a sheep running through a wolf pack. And sometimes I have felt that way. But we also have to understand, you know, in one translation uses the word wise as serpents and innocent as doves. I do not minimize the coronavirus by no means that the enemy has brought on us, and it was brought on by the enemy. There's no doubt in my mind about that. And if you're a believer, a Christian, then you know it was demonic too. And some are still getting the virus. So I do not minimize the coronavirus by no means. But even now, there's people getting the virus. My young oldest daughter and granddaughter had it about a week and a half ago, so it's still going around. But we should keep in mind who we are. That's the most important thing that we can do. We have to keep in mind who we are, and we have to keep in mind who we represent and belong to here on this earth. In Psalms 100, verse 3, and in King James says, "Know ye that the Lord, He is God. It is He that hath made us, and not we ourselves. We are His people and the sheep of His pasture." We need to see ourselves as the warriors that we are. We are ambassadors for the King. We are ambassadors to the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. And we should never forget that. He has made us warriors and He has made us overcomers. In Romans 8:37 in the Passion Bible, it says, "Yet even in the midst of all these things," He says, "we triumph over them all. For God has made us more than conquerors, and He has demonstrated love in our glorious victory," He said, "over everything." Not just victory over a few things, He said, but victory over everything. We Christians are God's ambassadors in that we have been approved by God to be entrusted with the gospel. I, too, I'm a servant of God, I'm an ambassador of God, and I have been approved and appointed and anointed to be a teacher of His Word. And each of you listening out there today, I'm sure that the Lord has called you and anointed you to do certain things for the kingdom too. It doesn't always have to be in the pulpit. It doesn't always have to be in the choir. But wherever you are, the Lord has given you an assignment. And in that assignment, you need to be the warrior and the conqueror that God has created you to be. There is no time left for any weaklings. There's no time left to be running afraid. It's time to get that spirit of boldness and stand up. You know, the Lord tells us in Ephesians, we need to wield the sword of the Spirit, which is God's Word. We need to take that Word and begin to speak that Word over our situations and whatever is going on, and have faith in the Word of God. There's so many people listening out here today that I believe they don't really have faith in the Word of God. They believe in God, but they don't believe in the Word enough to act on it. I mean, you believe in the Word, but not enough to act on it. I had someone telling me not too long ago when I was talking to them about some things, and the other person understood what I was saying and was receiving it, while the other one, you know, kind of looked at me and they said, "Well, I'm not very religious." And I said, "I'm not religious either. I'm a Christian. I'm a believer." There's a big difference between religion and Christianity. And I'm not religious. And she said that she believed in God. She goes to, I won't say which church, but she goes to a church. She says she believes in God, but she did not believe that the Bible was God's Word. She thought it was just written by men. Well, you know, the Bible has several writers, but it only has one author, and that's the Holy Spirit. Every word in the Word of God was inspired from Genesis to Revelations by the Holy Spirit. He inspired them and taught them, just like He teaches me. The Holy Spirit teaches me how to do what I need to do. So I call on the Holy Spirit to help me, that when I open my mouth, that the Holy Spirit will just fill it with things that the people need to hear and give me the boldness to speak it, to speak the truth. And the Holy Spirit, if you feel like the Lord has called you into doing something, don't feel like that it's something that you can't do. I mean, there's many things that God has called me to do that I wasn't educated to do. I had no experience in it. But God knows what you can do and what I can do, and He knows what we can't do. And God will never ask you to call you to do something that He won't qualify you for and that He won't provide for you. He'll provide everything for you. And so we need to understand that and just go ahead and quit sitting in the church pew or sitting on the sofa waiting to hear from God. You've already heard from Him. Now all you need to do is just step out in faith And just like when I stepped out in faith that first time when the Lord called me to the ministry 28 years ago, I was kind of afraid too. But as I stepped out, friends, then the Lord told me what He wanted me to do.
Speak the word to your body. Speak the word to your mind. Speak the word to every circumstance that mountain can't stand.
You've been listening to author, Bible teacher, and evangelist Pastor Joanne Ramsey on today's edition of Speak the Word. Speak the Word is a listener-supported ministry. Generous contributions from listeners like you enable us to continue bringing you this program each day. Learn how you can connect and support Speak the Word Ministries on the web at speakthewordministry.net. That's speakthewordministry.net. Pastor Joe will be back in just a moment. But first, we'd love to tell you about Pastor Joe's book titled The Weapons of a Warrior, A Soldier's Handbook for Spiritual Warfare. When you're in a faith battle, are you prepared to stand with God at all costs? Pastor Joe lays out a step-by-step plan that every believer can use to overcome opposition, including important measures to see your full potential in Christ and how to stand strong in turbulent times. Just ask for a copy of The Weapons of a Warrior, A Soldier's Handbook for Spiritual Warfare by Pastor Joanne Ramsey when you send a gift of any amount to Speak the Word Ministry. Here's how you can request your copy. Our ministry telephone number is 855-505-2297. That's 855-505-2297. Or you can order the book by sending a contribution in the mail to Speak the Word Ministry, Box 9175, Virginia Beach, Virginia, 23450. Again, Box 9175, Virginia Beach, Virginia, 23450. You can also email Pastor Joe directly at Pastor Joe, that's J-O, at speakthewordministry.net. That's speakthewordministry.net. And now, here's Pastor Joe with the closing prayer.
Father, I thank you for the power that is in your word. And according to your word in Job 15:6, you said it's our own mouth that condemns us and not you, and that our own lips testify against us. Help us, O Lord, to understand that our mouth is the gate that gives Satan access into our situations, that it gives Satan legal rights to come in and destroy us. Father, I thank you that you are our protection from our enemy Satan, and I thank you that you have allowed your angels to respond when we're in trouble. Your angels are activated for our benefit when we speak your word. Father, I know that sometimes it feels like danger is lurking everywhere, around every corner, that we're being sent out like sheep among wolves. Help us to understand that we are your people and the sheep of your pasture. Also help us to see ourselves as the warriors that we are, ambassadors of the King Jesus, hallelujah. And we shall not be afraid, for the spirit that God has given us does not make us afraid. His spirit is a source of power and love and encouragement. I thank you, Lord, with you on our side, we have already won the victory, hallelujah. Praise his holy name. In Jesus' name I pray, amen and amen.
From Pastor Joe and all of us at Speak the Word Ministries, we hope you've been blessed by our message today. Once again, thanks for listening. Join us next time on Speak the Word.
Speak the word to every circumstance that mountain can't stand. Against the word of God. Against the word.